Sue, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Why don't you, first of all, tell us a little bit about Sunrise and what y'all are doing and what makes you stand out from other recovery programs?
Sure. So Sunrise Community for Recovery and Wellness began as a volunteer peer support kind of organization. And when it was named as a nonprofit back in 2013, doors were open and we were able to provide peer support. So peer support is somebody with lived experience and no health, substance use, or both, and have sustained successful recovery for at least a year or more. Our staff has a combined total of 107 plus years in recovery, which is pretty awesome. And so what makes us uniquely different is we are 100% peer support led and managed. We, everybody on our staff, our paid staff, is a North Carolina certified peer support specialist. We do not bill any kind of insurance. So all of our services are free to the community. We are grant funded and donation based. So every single service and every program we have is 100% free. And the uniqueness about that also is that those that may be receiving other recovery support services at other community mental health agencies are being billed either through state funds or Medicaid or their private insurance. Because we don't bill, they can still receive our peer support service. So as a wraparound service with what they're already getting. Mm-hmm. So that's very unique.
Yeah,
that's... We're the only 100% peer support led organization in Western North Carolina.
Tell me, Sue, this is a very difficult time for anybody as we navigate through this pandemic, and what that means for a lot of people is that they've lost their jobs, they're sheltering at home, they're not going out, they don't have a community. Tell us what that would be like for someone who's in recovery.
It's very lonely. It's very, even those that are, have a pretty sustained recovery with a network and support, many of us are still struggling through all this because this is it's huge. None of us have ever experienced something like this before. And especially with addiction and mental health, we already have this sense of loneliness and despair and, fears and anxieties. And now it's just being magnified due to the pandemic. So the unknown times are making it very, very scary for a lot of folks.
Right. It's a dark period of time. What kind of support then, are you able to offer folks, in this remote learning or remote aspect of things?
Sure. So we have many different programs umbrellaed under Sunrise. One of them is our Recovery Community Center. So it's similar to a peer living room model. We would have in-person daily groups, different peer-led recovery led meetings or groups, smart recovery, just a whole week's worth of schedule that we just, our doors would be open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Now we're maintaining the same type schedule, but just completely virtually. So we're doing Zoom, we call them peer-led virtual connection groups. And so those are happening. Everything is listed on our website too. And in addition to that, our outreach team is actually going out in the community. They're located at A Hope, 12 Baskets, and Haywood Street Congregation. So 3 days a week, they're able to provide with proper PPE and social distancing guidelines, they're able to offer bags that are filled with different hygienes and the different needs from those folks that are mostly, most of them are unhoused right now, or have been even before the pandemic. So this is even a lot, a bigger struggle right now, you know. So they're offering those bags, and the, our syringe service exchange is happening as well as of last week. So we're trying to keep all of our services and all of our programs running as they would before, just modified to meet the needs of the current situation.
Yeah. What? How are you helping your staff, your folks that are providing the service in that peer role? Because it's got to be difficult for them as well.
Oh, absolutely. So, matter of fact, this morning we just had our leadership team meeting. Monday we have our weekly all staff meetings. So we're kind of like starting off fresh on Monday morning, setting the tone for the week, doing check-ins. And then another service that Sunrise does and provides is called peer support support. So even, you know, we're peer supports, but we're also in recovery ourselves. You know, we have our own struggles and demons and things, regardless whether we're using or hospitalized. We're still growing individually in our own recoveries. We really stay connected. We have such a fabulous team that we're all, I don't know, we're a team. It's beautiful. And we're all able to just be open and raw and honest and be, I'm having a really bad day and this is what's going on. And, you know, and then we're all here to just be supportive and flexible. As an organization, one of the unique things too is staffing. So we are in recovery. We have our struggles. Things come up. And we offer flexibility around their schedules, or if they need a mental health day or a self-care day. I'm always encouraging self-care, because that's the number one priority for anyone, let alone someone in recovery themselves. So
yeah. Yeah. And again, I'm sure it's not an easy task to be doing this all while this is happening for them as well. Tell me, have you increased your capacity? Have you seen more response from folks? I'm assuming that you have a normal sort of steady crowd that comes through your doors. Did you see an uptick when this pandemic hit?
Surprisingly, no. We thought that our group, our groups would be overwhelmed and our business line would, be ringing off the hook. And we do also have and have had a 24/7 peer support warm line. And so that's still been running. And any of our phone numbers can be called or text. So that hasn't stopped. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're welcoming more people if someone's in need. If someone's out there listening to this right now, what kind of help, someone's listening, they've struggled with addiction in the past. They see themselves slipping into it again because of this. What kind of help do you want to provide them?
Sure. So anybody out there listening, it doesn't matter if you live in Asheville or Buncombe County. Like we have seen folks coming from all over the state, and hopping onto our groups, calling the warm line, calling our Sunrise Community Center phone number. We're offering individual peer support too, so that hasn't changed. It just isn't in person. And that could be whether it's by phone or by text or by call. Here's another good thing we can share real quick, since it's happened, is we were recently awarded a couple of grants through local foundations to help support what we're calling wellness toolkit bags. And we'll be gathering all that stuff over the next week or two and distributing to places like the Civic Center, ADAC, Neil Dobbins, stuff like that. And inside those toolkit bags will be hygiene, socks. There'll be a folder with all the printed information on how to access online recovery meetings, the warm line number, like all the virtual and phone information so that somebody can get connected with a real live peer support. The best thing about peer support is been there, done that, you know, and I think that that's the uniqueness around other recovery or treatment programs. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, there's like this mutuality.
Yeah. Well, Sue, I appreciate you spending time with us today. Talk about Sunrise and more information can be found at your website. That's sunriseinashville.org. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Yeah, if I can throw out the warm line number, it's 828-280-2554. And again, that's 24/7. Call, text, and we can do video if needed as well.
Thank you, Sue, very much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care. Stay safe.